Well, we are just getting underway. We're working out technical difficulties with the phone lines this morning, so same problem as last night, but we've gotten the use of a cell phone that works in Sandpoint today. GCI is still inoperable. We're on AT&T. Thank you very much for keeping the service going, Harlan. Game is underway. The King Cove rookies are on the floor in their black, gold, and white uniforms, and the Eagles are back in their blue and white. The score is all tied up at 3-3, and we are underway in game one. Service is up by the rookies. Eagles have it set. Julie's got number two, and Madison has a nice popover. Picked up by Kaylee. Bounced over to Peyton, and she puts it back to Kaylee, who knocks it over the top of the net and scores in the hole. Score is now 3-4. Favor of the rookies are ahead by one. Service is up. Not quite over there on the outside there. I think that was done. I got to get used to these long hairs covering up the numbers in the back. I think that was number 25, McKenna. Here we go. Service up by Julia Johnson on the on the Eagles side. Kaylee has the ball in her hands, and she spikes it back into the hole. The rookies, I think, did a nice job of recovering last night. They played great sets. They did win 3-2 in the overall, and then they had a nice night in the pool. Kaylee's service, and she's got a little too much breakfast on that one. That one went over and out of bounds. Score is still tied up, but we are now at 5-5. Great morning out there as the sunrise is coming. Hope you folks in King Cove are picking this broadcast up. I know that we are working hard on trying to get the technical end back running. They revamped the phone system over here at the school this summer, and they thought they had the sound booth all organized, but unfortunately, it's not compatible. All right, we are still holding at 5-6 now. Actually, 6-6 is the score. And we've gone back and forth with a couple of volleys here, except they've both gone out of bounds. We are now service up by the Eagles. Delaney has the ball, and she's got a hard serve, and it's out of bounds. So it's now 7 rookies, 6 Eagles. Looks like this morning sets here are being played with a lot of energy by both teams, and so we've got a lot of out-of-bounds balls in the early going here. We're going to, we may lose compatibility here. We're going to keep hooking up the system so we can get more microphones in. So if we drop off, Virgil, I don't know if you've got us covered, but we may go away for a momentarily here.
All right, I hear you coming in live, and if you drop out, you drop out. I'll
all right.
Watch for your flash.
7-7. Dantezza has the ball. She's got the set. Kaylee picks it up, bounced over to Peyton, and McKenna puts it back over, and here we go on the switch over.
Hey, Virgil, can you hear us? Testing, 1, 2, testing, testing.
I hear you. There you are.
All right, we're back, Virgil. You got me on the pickup here?
I got you, sounding loud and clear.
All right, did you hear Austin in there for a minute?
I heard Austin as well.
He heard Austin. All right, so he picked you up on that.
Yeah.
All right, we're re-switching the plugs. He didn't hear you come back, so hang on. We'll re-hook it back up, and we'll see if we can't get this blasting back. Give Austin a shout back here.
All righty. Just checking in with you, Austin.
You're on.
All right. Testing, Virgil, is that a lot of feedback?
No feedback at all. I hear you just fine.
Virgil, do you copy?
I hear you. Hear you? You're a little quiet.
He says he can hear you. I wonder if he can sense you. What's his number?
All right. We are going to switch back now. We are enjoying the game. The score is right now 9 for the Sandpoint Eagles, 10 or 11 now for the King Cove rookies. We're trying out a new system, trying to get a good workaround here so we can all have microphones. We will go back. Pass the Scott on the handset just to try out a few more things. All right, here goes Pass the Scott.
All right, thanks, Austin. We're back at it. Looks like we're coming up. Score is now 9-12 in favor of the rookies. And number 33, Shayla Brando, is coming up for the service. Referee today by Ralph Lindquist. Service is up. Dug out by Don Tezza, but it goes airing off those arms. Point score for the rookies. We're now at 13-9. All right, service is up. Picked up by Laney. It was in. Got a point over there. She had a long set coming back, but it landed inside the line. We've got our line keepers today, Mr. Belongi and Coach McMillan. Must say that the sorry you guys couldn't hear me last night. I did a practice broadcast because we had technical difficulties last night, but it was a well-played game on all sets. That one, Katie just had a nice setup and had a nice one, but she just caught the edge of the net and bounced back to her. We are now at 11-13. Service coming. Brianna Larson. Ball is set. Picked up by number 21, Peyton. Bounced over by Kaylee. Back to Madison for the Eagles, and she puts it a little bit too far and goes over the back line. Service is going to change over to the rookies, and McKenna Gould is coming up for the service. Score is 11-14 in favor of the rookies. It's a beautiful morning out there. Roads aren't too icy here in Sandpoint. Come on down. Lots of room in the gym. Service is underway by McKenna. Picked up by Kiyomi. Bounced to Julia. Madison hits it. Picked up by the rookies. Reed back to Kaylee, 21. She puts it back over 41. Picked up by Madison. Back over. Nice volley set going here. Kaylee's got it and bounces it back over the top. Picked up by Madison. Over to Julia. Madison has it. Pops it over the top. Just a nice soft touch. And Kaylee there gave it a great, Kaylee Culver gave it a great effort. But off the floor, she just couldn't get her fingers underneath the wood. So now it's 12-14. Service by Julia Johnson for the Eagles. Picked up by 33, Shayla. Bounced over to Kaylee Culver. She got it over the net, and the Eagles had an error on their part, so we're now 12-15, and Kaylee Culver is coming up for service. Service is underway. Picked up by Julia, excuse me, we have Savannah. Savannah Morris is on the floor this morning with the Eagles. She had her hands on it, but it came off, went out of bounds. We are now scored 12-16. In favor of the rookies, Kaylee has it. Service is up. Picked up by Don Tezza, but she had a lot of breakfast going here. That one went way high, right around the rafters, and came back down. No one could play off of it. Score is 12-17. Kaylee has it. Savannah has it. Mariana has it up over the rafters. Unfortunately, it hit the top and came over the net, so it's a point back. We are now 12-18 in favor of the rookies. Kaylee Culver set to serve. Up and over. Nice serve. Picked up by Don Tezza. Over the net. Popped back and out of bounds. Popped over by number 11, Sydney Wilson. But she was just a little bit out of bounds with a single-hand slap. This volleyball is a lot tougher than you guys used to play out in the mud flats, you know. You got to hit that ball. You can't be slapping it open palms. And Madison gives an attempt at a serve, and it just kind of goes off the heel of her hand in the wrong direction. Service goes back to the rookies. I believe that's number 21 coming up to serve. Excuse me, that's number 11. I'll get my numbers right here. We got a little exchange going on the Eagle side. We got Savannah coming out and Laney coming back on the board here. Score is 13-20 in favor of the rookies. And that's service now is by number 21, Peyton. Peyton Kuzakin is doing a great job. She's got one of the best serves I think I've seen on the rookie side. It sits a low right over the net, not much arc in it, very hard to play off, and it drops like a rock. And that's a second. Actually, that's a third score she's had point off a serve. That service is so important there. When you guys are playing volleyball, if you can get a good serve going and just freezes up the defense on that side. They're not sure if it's going to arc or fall. Everybody would like to see that nice floating arc. We're going to stop. They've got a timeout on the court here with the coaches, which is a good time for us to make the switch. We're going to get in here. Let me get this court up here. Virgil, are you with us?
I hear you loud and clear. Sounds good.
All right. Here we go, Virgil. We're switching off. All right. Virgil, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Austin.
I can continue to not hear you. I will try a few more things here. Hopefully you can still hear me.
I can hear you fine.
Text me if you can, and we will just go from here using the handset system until we hear otherwise. All right, timeout is coming to an end. We are about underway here with the Standpoint. Standpoint having a hard time here in the first game. They did well in the last night's games. But right now the score 14 for Standpoint, 22 for King Cove. Switch over here to Pastor Scott. He's going to have a microphone in the spot.
All right, good morning. Here we go again. We are back underway. It's 15-22. Eagles have the set. Pardon me for that. We're underway. Nice set. Oh, too bad. Indy had a nice third shot, and it was just hit the top of the net. So we're now at 16-22. Service coming up by number 14, Langan Kuchinov.
And we got this microphone in now. Go ahead, Virgil, and shoot me a text. Let me know if this microphone is working good enough. We're going to get both of us now in the action.
All right, Julius Johnson has the ball picked up by Marianne Larson. Saved by the rookie, number 33, but she helped it back on the bounce with that.
Great job by Taylor Randall trying to get that ball up and over there. She was right where she needed to be and just went out of bounds. So good try.
Nice movement there by Wayne again. Hit the back line. The setup is just a little bit short, so we are now at 18-22 in favor of the rookie still, but service is underway by Laney. Pitch up, bounced up, here comes third shot, set by Bailey, high pop over, picked up by Marianne. Back over. Here we go, and the rookie pop over. Don Zenda has a great thing off the floor, picked it back up, set up again by Baton, and their back opens, but a great ball. Julius Johnson has a second, and Don Zenda saves the third hit. It becomes set up in the middle there, number 13.
Oh, great dig there by Madison. Oh, and it went right up to the front end where Nonsessa was. Nonsessa trying to get it over, just missed it. But, man, what a great set that was.
Great set of volleys there. Good time service by the rookies.
Standpoint making a comeback to score 18, Standpoint 23 from King Cove. And they're on point. Julius Johnson with a great tip over. That looks beautiful.
Just a nice sound effort. I tell you, sometimes you got to look like you're fierce and give a little soft finger roll. Looks like Tom Kendall is going to be set up for serving for the Eagles. Scores 19-23. Here comes the service. Nice pop over, picked up by Kaylee. Back over, picked up by the Eagles. Set up, and here comes. Classic there. Mariana Larson. And she did a great job of.
Dump set. Spike. Just what we like to see here. And another point. The Standpoint Lady Eagles are closing the gap here, 20-23. Oh, and a nice easy over. Good bump by Laney. Gets over the net. Set by Rachel Yashinov. And it goes over. Oh, and now bounced off of Marianne again. But man, what a great, great job with that.
Yes, McKenna Gold did a nice pop back for the rookies. And went back over on the opposite side. And it's come off the handle. We're now at 20-24. Service. By the rookies, it went out of bounds. That service was done by, it was inbound. That service done by Rachel. And they win the first set at 25-20 in favor of the King Bulls rookies. We're going to take a little break here. We're still working. I'm trying to figure out how to place this microphone without the benefit of a headset to hear how bad I sound. But it's been a good game so far. The first score was 20 Eagles, 25 for the rookies. They're doing a little line set on the seats over there. We'll pass it off to Austin.
Well, you know, don't let that score confuse you right there. That was a very, very close game, and the Standpoint Eagles really rallied to bring things back up. And they were down, I think it was 23-13. They closed the gap by 7 points, almost bringing it into a tight scenario. But King Cove able to keep their lead, pull off with the win there. You know,
general just makes for better volleyball.
Absolutely, and hats off to the coaching staff for both schools, Coach Parker and Dr. Gallen over there playing very well in the team. It's fun watching them in the warm-ups. And also, it's nice watching Coach Cumberland and Coach McMillan over here as they take on the girls this year, first time. The girls are really working hard, and Coach Cumberland has them. Ingrid's doing a great job keeping their spirits up. And back there, we're commenting how they were in the team last night. For the first time, they've got all five games in one set. So they're really coming along, these Lady Eagles. They're working hard. They're getting a feel for the teamwork. And figuring out how to play hard and play soft to get the ball back and forth. So though they have lost the first set, we've got a simple lot to teach them the stand. And if you're worried about your ratings in the end, you don't have to play on today. So come on down and you can enjoy the sight and sound of the game.
I want to make a side note about that band. They sounded incredible last night. Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Belonging has done a great job with the band. They had he had both school songs.
Songs going. Oh, man. There's the first serve. King Code put it up there. And that was number 25, I believe.
And 25. McKenna Gould had a great serve. Picked up by Mariana Larson, bounced back to Madison, who rolled off her hands out of bounds. Canada has another serve. Picked up at the center by Dantez. And sent up again by Julia. Dantez for the third hit. Hits over, but too much breakfast again. And out it went. So the score is now the rookies 2. Scoreboard just keeps flashing on and off. The rookies 2 and the Eagles 0. Service time again. Whoop. Picked up by Lenny. Pushed over by Julia. Back again to the rookies. Gamey has it. Nice and spicy, but a ball between her hands. Talent, me, and Simmons by trying to get the open racket. I got a hole in every racket I play with.
Yeah, you know, Kaylee has such great height and athletic ability. She got a little bit ahead of herself on that one, but it was a good job. That was a nice save right there by Kaylee. And Kim Cove keeps it alive. Oh, and a dig by Yumi just comes shy of the net. Hard one to bump or step back, so that goes down to a score. And another point for Kim Cove to score now, 3-1. And I think that we are going to switch now over back to a handset. We're going to try this on speakerphone.
Well, that means that you want to keep talking mic for the rookies. The server there. We'll go ahead and speak here in the speakerphone. We'll see how this is working. See if we're talking close enough. The score is 2 for the Eagles, 4 for the rookies. Service is changing over. And Mariana Larson is coming up to serve for the Lady Eagles. So here comes our first turn at serving for the Eagles. She had a failed attempt. That's all right. We're coming on strong. Here comes the service is called for. Mariana is up, taps the ball. Over the net it goes, picked up by Kaylee. Topped up there by number 21, Peyton. Back over it goes, picked off by Julia back on the Eagles. Back over to the rookies. Rachel sets it up. Picked off, great push over there by McKenna. Great volley. Madison has it for the Eagles. Puts it back up in the air. There we go. The rookies have it. Tops it back over. Oh, what an excellent hustle there. I tell you, the gals are working hard there. That was Mariana Larson.
Good dig right there by Mariana. Serve stage over in the hands of King Cove. We right now have, man, Peyton Kuzakin. Oh, great serve. And Peyton's got one of the most deadly underhand serves out there. She does a great job getting a nice, low, forceful, but stays in bounds. You know, she's worked really hard to get a good serve like that, and it really shows. Substitution coming in. We got Silvana Morris coming in for Laney. Score now 2 for King Cove, or 2 for Sandpoint, 6 for Sandpoint, 6 for King Cove. Oh, good bring over. Now in King Cove territory, but Rachel Yashinoff puts it back into Sandpoint's hands. Oh, good bump up by Madison. It's now in King Cove. Oh, and a little miscommunication in the front line makes for a point for Sandpoint. The score now 3 for Sandpoint, 6 for King Cove. Service is now in the hands of Sandpoint.
All right. Julia Johnson has a serve. Didn't quite get over the net. Boy, that last one, you were right on that service there by the by Peyton, I think it was. For the rookie. She's got such a great low ball serve. Serve coming up by Kaylee, who has got great height and athletic ability and trying to get that soft one right to fall over the net and just hits the top and bounces back.
Yeah, great job by her, though. And now the ball goes back to Sandpoint. Madison with the serve.
Nice high arcing just on the other side of the line. Picked up by the rookies. Back to Madison. She dug it out and unfortunately caught Dontezza right in the chin, who bounced it right back and couldn't get it back over the net. But we are now at 4-9 in favor of the rookies. Service coming up by Rachel for the rookies.
Rachel has the ball. She puts it up and over. Oh, nice dig by Kiyomi, and that's another bump up now by the rookies in the hands of Sandpoint. Julia Johnson gets it over the neck, but McKenna Gold gets it right back over to the Sandpoint rookies, and ooh, right into the sweet spot where no one was there looking for her. And who got that bump?
Oh, I think that was
the Dontezza.
I think that was Dontezza that dug that out twice.
Yeah, great job. So
Savannah's got a nice job on the serve going up there, picked up by the rookies. They're coming back, bounce over. There we go.
Good bump by Kiyomi. It's set up, by Julia, and Marianne Larson tries to bump it over, and it doesn't quite make it over the net. Point for King Cove. I think that'll make the score now 10-5. Feels like we're behind a point on King Cove's side. Great serve. That was number 33, if I believe.
Yeah, that should be
Shayla Brandle.
Yeah, Shayla's doing a great job. All of the King Cove gals do a good job on serving. They work really hard to get that ball over. You had a great volley going.
Oh, good spike by Kiyomi to close that great set of volleys right on the back line. Just brings it over with force. Nothing you could do about that one. Good job.
That was a tough one. Yeah, that ball starts moving slowly, and then all of a sudden somebody hits it fast. You can't quite respond. We got a substitution coming. Savannah's going back out, and it looks like number 14, Laney's coming back on. And Dontezza is ready to serve.
All right, here comes the serve. And Dontezza's got a really powerful serve. When she gets that thing online, there is not much you can dig out of that one. And that is a point for Dontezza.
Yeah, I think when Dontezza's serving, she wishes the court was about another 10 feet longer so she could back up further.
Yeah, we're going to see great things from Dontezza. She has an incredible athletic ability. Very exciting. Oh, and she gets Mr. Lindquist with that one. And that will be out of bounds and a point for King Cove. The score, though, 10 for King Cove, 7 for Sandpoint. This is a very tight match here. And here we go with McKenna Gold. She gets to serve up. Ooh, just barely out of bounds. Good call by Kiyomi, but good serve by McKenna. Kiyomi saw where that one was going and pulled back and let that point come to Sandpoint.
Here we go. And it looks like Kiyomi has the serve. Ralph calls for the serve. What's up? Kiyomi's service is great.
Good.
Back line, popped up. Saved again there by Peyton and pushed over by number 21. See, Peyton there has a nice dig out. Julia couldn't quite get that off the roll off the top of the net, but it was a great effort. But we are now at 8-11.
Yep, good dig by Dontezza there, and then there was set up. Oh, timeout being called by King Cove. But, man, good effort from both teams. This is a tight game, 11 for King Cove, 8 for Sandpoint. The rookies are doing a good job. They have really good form, but Sandpoint has a really never-say-die attitude and just an incredible, I think they have a momentum building. They know they've gotten so much better, and they want to win. They've tasted wins, now they want more.
Yeah, you can definitely see that they are excited to play this morning. And they all believe that they have the opportunity to go out and make points and win games. They know that they may not be a crusher, but they know that they can come out and compete. You can actually see the smiles on their faces. And when someone makes a mistake, they're encouraging one another and say, yeah, let's go, let's get them. And they really play with a lot of enthusiasm on both sides of the net here. And it looks like Micah Nason will be doing the service here coming up for the King Cove rookies.
All right, Micah with the ball. She puts it up and over the net, dug up by Laney. Set by Julie. It's going to get over. Looks like Dontezza got her hand on it, and it made it. Micah with the dig. Ooh, quick set by Peyton Kazak and goes over the net. Almost caught the Eagles off guard, but they were able to dig it up. Set back to Rachel Yatsunov. She spikes down, and that is going to go out of bounds. Good volley.
Great volley. Quick balls moving around that time. Not a slow game at all at that point. And it looks like we have Mariana Larson's up for the serves. Service is underway. Picked up by Rachel. Set back up by Peyton, and Rachel pops it back over, and it is in the line, just on the edge of the line.
Man, that was close.
I thought it was going to roll the other way, but the wind wasn't blowing strong enough on the beach volleyball game today.
Not a bad call by Mariana, because that looked like it was going out, but, man, just right there on the line. Now we got Peyton Kuzakin coming up with her deadly serve. Oh, and she's going overhead, and this time, and it goes out of bounds. She's got a vital underhand serve. She goes for an overhand, doesn't quite make it stick in bounds, but, man, point now for the King Cove Lady Eagles, or 10-point Lady Eagles, 10 for them, 12 for the rookies. Ooh, Dontessa and Madison got their wires crossed there, and that ball goes into the net.
Yeah, you can see Dontessa backing up for it, and Madison was there holding the ground, had her eye on the ball, and Dontessa just didn't get out of the way. Madison couldn't lift up both player and the ball. And Dontessa and Dontessa and Laney get wires crossed on that one, and they miss the point. So we are now at 10-14 in favor of the rookie. Timeout again on the floor. And still lots of seats in the stands here, folks. It's a nice day for driving out there. It's not snowing hard. Sun is up. Wish y'all could be here.
I only jackknifed once coming here, so you know the roads are getting better.
Yes, indeed. Of course, Coach Ingrid has the players jumping up and down, putting some enthusiasm. And Don Tazza, what she likes to do at the end of each match is sometimes in the middle, she drops down and gives us three eagle push-ups. So
yeah, got to keep the blood flowing.
Well, I think she keeps working herself whenever she does something not quite up to her standards, which she's got pretty high standards. So here we come off the break. Score is 10-14 in favor of the rookies. And it looks like Kaylee Culver will be doing the service for the rookies.
Let's see what Kaylee has for us. She lines up, gets the whistle, puts it up and over. Great serve. Oh, a little bit of English on that one. Laney tried to get a dig, but I think the spin that was coming off the ball made that one a hard one to recover off of. 15 now for the rookies. And that second serve from Kaylee goes just out of bounds. Good attempt by her. Point for Sandpoint now. The score is going to be 11 for Sandpoint, 15 for King Cove. And Madison's got this serve. She puts it up and over. Good dig by McKenna. Bump up by Rachel. And then Kaylee puts it over the net. Dug up by the Eagles. Oh, but they just can't quite get that second hit.
It's really tough figuring out where the balls are going to go. And that's the thing that these girls will work on, as they get more playing time. They got some great defensive positions like at the moment here, and they just have to watch each other's strengths and figure out where balls have an opportunity to bounce. It's really a game of reactionary skills. That ball leaves your hand. Your hands are long and straight. The ball is round. It can go anywhere.
Yep. Great job. Rachel Yashinoff with a powerful serve, and that one made it out of bounds.
Oh, that was in.
Oh, just in. What a great serve. Rachel really getting it right on the line. It's hard to come with those because you don't know where it's going to go exactly. You don't want to get a ball that's on its way out of bounds and bring it back inbounds. But, good job, Rachel. Second serve up now. Ooh, another great one. Dug up by Mariana. Dontessa and Kiyomi, man, fight to the death for that one. And they fly out of bounds, both on the ground. Sisters going at it. But ball doesn't quite make it to its intended recipient. Another point for King Cove. 19 now for the rookies, 11 for the Lady Eagles. Rachel with her third serve, another good one. Oh, and Laney digs it up, and it goes out of bounds. Rachel is on fire.
She really is. She's got such a variety of serves, but they all have great spin on them and a lot of movement, and they're moving quick when they leave her hand. There's no soft serve there.
Yeah, and she knows how to keep it inbounds, and it seems like she's really able to direct it. And that's the thing that at this age, you don't have always a lot of direction. She can put the ball where she wants it to go.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to chat with her about it afterwards, but she definitely moves that ball around the court, which keeps the defenses wondering where that ball's going to go. Nice pitch, dig over. Julia just couldn't quite get her leap on the timing. She got a hit on it, but it ran into the net, so it kind of trapped it for her. So we're 11-22 in favor of the rookies in game two here.
Now, this is where the Sandpoint Eagles were last time, but they came back. Ooh, and there's a dig by Dontessa. They are just having a hard time with Rachel's serves. Dontessa dug it out, went out of bounds. Rachel with the ball again now. This is 23. Two more points for the rookies, and they've got this set in the bag. Another good serve, but Madison's there for this one. Kiyomi sets it. Oh, Dontessa with the bump over. Oh, and it hits the ceiling. It's a little bit too much force on it. Hits the ceiling and comes right back at Sandpoint. 24 now for the rookies, 11 for Sandpoint. This is going to be set point for Rachel. That's out of bounds, I believe. Yep.
Good call by Madison there. She's running the back line right now. She saw the ball coming in, called it out. Everybody held their position. And we got a 12-24. And looks like Kiyomi excuse me, Laney has got the serve there. And we had a point coming up.
We want to apologize again for not having this game for you guys yesterday. That was quite a match. Went all the way for all five games. That was exciting. Oh, there's a serve by the Eagles. Good setup. Kaylee with a monster spike, and that one made it in. Man, now we're seeing Kaylee do what we know she can do. That was a powerful spike by her, and that ends the set in favor of the rookies, 25-13.
That's right. It was really great watching the gals last night. They did a great job, and they still come out on fire today. You know, they all like each other. They're playing really hard, and it's really fun to watch now as the teams take a break, change ends of the floor, move their water bottles back and forth, gives them a chance to relax and stretch out, and we get a short break here. So it's really fun watching the ladies on both teams. I was looking at the roster for the rookies. I noticed that it's fairly evenly split between all the age groups, from seniors right down to the ninth graders. And looks like Coach Barker is going to have some good players keep coming right on him. It's not like he's going to lose a whole graduating class. So that'll be fun watching the rookies as they keep coming with their volleyball. And as we know, volleyball is a great sport, and it just leads way right into the basketball season. And I noticed over on the Eagles side,
not a lot of seniors there either.
Not a lot of seniors there. We're going to have a good building time. And I even noticed that they have a couple of player managers.
Yep.
From our eighth graders with Justina and Nicole.
And those girls are talented when it comes to volleyball. I've heard great things from both Justina and Nicole, that they have, you know, real athletic ability. You know, we've seen them play sports before, and their abilities are present, and we know that, but I hear they're actually particularly good at volleyball.
Yep, and they have a lot of fun, so they get to come along into the ninth grade next year, so it'll be fun watching them as they keep coming. And I should point out, you know, we have next week starting Tuesday after school. We're going to be Sandpoint Baptist Chapel is kind of sponsoring a mini basketball camp for both elementary and junior high and high school students. So if you got your registration, kids, be sure you turn that in to your parents, get it signed, and turn back in either to myself, Pastor Scott, the bus driver Scott, or Coach Principal Lindquist there. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be a fun time, getting kids out on the court during Thanksgiving break and having fun.
All right, so we are back here for more volleyball action. Kiyomi's got the serve for Sandpoint. She puts it up and over. Good dig. That was by McKenna, and it goes right back to the Eagles. Nice spike by, a bump set and spike right there by the Eagles, but Dontessa's spike just barely misses going over the net. Good job by the Eagles on that one. But the ball goes back now. McKenna with the serve. She puts it up and over. Madison with the dig. Keeps it, just out of bounds. One more point for the rookies. Good job on Madison getting a hand on the ball. McKenna comes up. Another serve. This one's coming short. And Mariana dives for it on the knees. Tries to put it up and over, but just misses.
So hard to get that ball going where you want it to go when you're diving down, the floor is hitting your knees, and your hands are going up to hit the ball, and she got her hand on it. It just went out of bounds. Nice serve, picked up by Julia, back over. Dontessa has it. Madison sets it. Mariana puts it back over, picked up by the rookie, set over to Kaylee. Back over it comes, back to the Eagles.
Randall with a great spike on that one, sends it over to the Lady Eagles, and they fight to keep it in, but just goes out of bounds. That was a really good set by Kaylee Calver over to Shayla.
Absolutely. Score is now 4-0, still in favor of the rookies. Service is up.
Kiyomi didn't even know she saved that one. And if she got her hand on it, it just bounced like a pinball machine around the Eagles and almost up and over the net. All right. And we have a attempted serve by McKenna. She lets that one drop, goes for a second attempt, and that one does not quite make it, out of bounds. And this will be a point for Sandpoint, 5 now for the rookies, 1 for the Lady Eagles. Marianne Larson with a good serve, and it gets sent right back over by Micah from the rookies, and the Eagles trying to figure out who's going to pick that one up. It goes to the floor. We're going to have Micah Nathan, with a serve for the rookies.
Substitution coming in. Savannah comes in, and Laney takes a seat. A little rest there coming on. So the score is 1-6 in favor of the rookies. Service is up. Savannah has the first hit. Julia Johnson has the second. Kiyomi has a nice pop over. picked up by Mika. Rolled off it at my rake, so nice attempted save, but just too much carryover back. We're now at 2-6. Service is coming back to the Eagles, and it looks like number 5, Julie Johnson, has the serve.
Quick service on that one. No problem taking a little bit more time, Julie, on that. You know, setting up your shot. She has a good form. That one goes shy of the net, and back over to the rookies where we have Peyton.
Excuse me, 21.
Peyton Kuzakin with the serve, and goes for another overhanded, and that doesn't make it over. So Madison Wilts have her serve. Madison Thompson sets it up, takes her time, puts it up, and over the net. Good serve. Oh, and Rachel Yetchinoff with a quick set back over to the rookie, the Eagles, and that one dug up by Madison, but just shy of the net. And another point for the rookies. All right, here's Kaylee Calvert with the serve. She puts it up, and, oh, man, got a lot of force on that one. That would have been a tough serve to take down, but it doesn't quite clear the net. That was low and fast. Good serve. Sylvain now for the Eagles. Nice high one, makes it over the net. Pushed right back over to the Eagles. Oh, nice tip back by Julia Johnson, and a spike by Peyton to send it right back to the Eagles. The girls move it back over. They bump it up and dug over by the rookies. Now another spike by Peyton, but there's Sylvain Morris with a great dig. Oh, and Dantessa with a bump tries to go over the net just a little too high, hits the rafters, comes back down, and that's going to be a point for the rookies. But, man, what a great set of volleys there.
Yeah, and I think if the rules are correct, if the ball goes up and hits the rafters and you still can play it, you can play it back over.
Yeah.
Just that if it hits the rafters on your third hit going over, then there's no point. So, but the score is 4-9. We got a nice volley going here. Julia Johnson has the ball, popped off the top, returned by McKenna and out of bounds. So we are now at 5-9, still in favor of the rookies.
Good job by the Eagles, though. They're not letting this game get away from them. Dantessa now with her great service. Going to line it up here, brings it up. Nice power. Oh, just hit the bottom of it, though. And when you hit that ball with the wrong spot of your hand, it really thuds and then deadens the ability. So just a little bit too high on the fingers, I think, if I remember correctly, when I used to play volleyball.
Yeah, those missed hits are kind of like my golf swing, you know. I get a lot of balls going the wrong way, but not down the field. But we had another exchange over there for the Eagles, so we had Savannah sitting down and Lainey coming back on, and she has a nice save and digs it back over, picked up by the rookies, back over. Madison has it, popped up. Mariana Larson has it, set back over there to McKenna, set back over to Peyton, and then back over. Nice save. Julie Johnson has second hit. Kiyomi has a nice set back over. Back over. Kiyomi has it again.
I believe that was Sydney Wilson that had the serve for this one.
I think so.
And what a great serve that was, but a great volley. But the point goes to the Eagles on that one, as the rookies just couldn't quite finish the point.
Well, they were too close on the net. They were grabbing the net and pushing it hard. And Haley had a great dig-out save, flat on her stomach there, all fully extended like football, but she couldn't quite get the ball up near. We're now 7-10. Service coming by the Eagles. Picked up again by McKenna on a dead run from the back line. You're going to have to close that door to the stage over there. That's a tough place to lose the ball. It takes a while to come out of the black hole of the stage. So we are now at 8-10 and doing a great job. Looks like Kiyomi is ready to set up for the serve again.
Yep, now it's Kiyomi with the service. And we got a little bit of a noise coming down here from the stands. Encouraging her on. Oh, great serve by Kiyomi. And it's set right back over by the rookies and right back by the Eagles. A good setup now. Sydney Wilson with a bump over. It goes up, but Julia Johnson sets the ball to Mariana. Oh, and it goes over into the rookies' territory, but out of bounds. Almost got to Mariana on that one. That was a good dig, I believe, by Madison or Dantessa. Now we have McKenna Gold here with the serve. Puts it up, and it's over. Good dig by Dantessa. A set by Julia Johnson. And then a bump over by Dantessa again, but saved by Kaylee. Kaylee with a spike. Oh, and that's going to go into the net. Good job by both teams there with that volley. The score now 11 for the lady rookies and 9 for the lady Eagles. And Marianne Larson will serve the ball. It's up and over. Dug up by number 33. That is Shayla Brandel. And 1 point for the rookies as they send it back over the net, and the Eagles can't bring it up out of the dig.
Yeah, it's so hard figuring out space and the speed and work of that ball, but I tell you, the teams are really playing hard. It's a close game, only a 3-point score. Nice set of volleys there, picked up by Madison over and returned by the rookies, but they found a hole between the three players. The rookies go ahead 13-9. The sound booth is great up here, but it's got a lot of posts, and sometimes it's hard to see around. I think
we're shuffling back and forth trying to make sure we see who's doing what.
I believe that's Sidney Wilson.
This is, in fact, Sidney Wilson on the service. A little too high on that one. It goes into the rafters and comes back down, so that's a point for the Eagles. 10 now for the Eagles, 13 for the rookies, and Julia Johnson, another quick serve, but this one's going to make it over, I believe, and Kaylee with a dig, Peyton with a set, and Rachel with a spike. Great job by the rookies on that one. Oh, Dantessa with her own great set. Gives over to Madison, who spikes it. Oh, Dantessa with a set right back over from a spike on the rookie side. Kaylee spikes it over to the Eagles. Oh, and Mariana didn't think she had a good read on it, so she tried to get away from the ball so that way someone else could get it, and no one was there in time. So good job by the rookies getting that ball over there, and that was a good set of volleys. 14 now for King Cove, 10 for Sandpoint, and we have Peyton here going for another overhead serve, and she hasn't quite been able to get those overheads, but man, what a deadly underhand she's got.
She really does. Has great velocity on both of those balls. That one just caught the white part of the top of the net. Madison has the ball for the Eagles. Service is up. It is over. Just soft. Picked back up by number 13, Rachel. And, of course, the front line couldn't respond quite as well. And we're going to switch off the mic stand here so that I can rest for Austin's arm. So the rookies have the ball. And service was up by Kaylee. Dug out by Dantes. It bounced out the door. And we're now a score 16 for the rookies, 11 for the Lady Eagles. And Kaylee Culver has the ball. Service is up. Picked up by Dantes. Back up by Julia. There comes Kiyomi, almost over the top, but not quite. Bounce back. Score 1 for the rookies. That's 17 to 11.
Kaylee doing a good run here on her serve. She's getting the ball into play, which is, what you need to do at this point. Good dig by Madison on that serve, and Julia with the lap over, but rookies are able to keep it in play. Good tip backwards by McKenna, but Dantes is there with the dig. Set by Julia. And that's Laney who bumps it over the net. Good set that time by Shayla, I believe that was. And over to McKenna. McKenna puts it back to the Eagles. Laney, though, with a spike over. This is a great set of volleys. Rachel bumps it for the rookie. And that's going to be out of bounds, but Dantes moving too fast to stop herself. Saves it. And Laney just not quite able to bring it over the net, but man, what a great series of volleys that was, and good effort on both teams.
Absolutely, and that's how you keep playing the ball, and sometimes when you play the ball like that, you just can't stop yourself. Like you said, your momentum is going. So we had another great serve by McKenna. The score is now 11-19. It's starting to stretch out again in favor of the rookies. McKenna's serve is up. Picked up by Julia in the center. Grabbed by Laney, put back over. The rookies have it. Picked out by Dantes. Julia sets it up, puts it over the net. Grabbed there by McKenna. Back over to Madison. Picked up by Laney.
Bumps it right over to King Cove, but King Cove keeps it alive. Sends it over the net. Good set by Julia. And bumped over by Kiyomi. But there's a dig by King Cove. Hit over by, I think that was
Rachel.
Peyton. Okay.
No, that was Peyton. You're right.
Peyton Kazakin bumps it over and out of bounds. So we've got the service finally coming back to the Eagles. What a run by Kaylee Culver that was. Laney with a good hit over and a set up over to McKenna. McKenna Gold puts it over the net to the Eagles, but Mariana sends it right back. A set up. Oh, and the set up bump by Kaylee just a little bit too far over the net. She was trying to get to Rachel Yatronoff. Almost made it happen, but that's going to be a point for the Eagles. 12 for the Eagles, 20 for the rookies. Oh, and the ball's going to go.
Yeah, no, I think she did do a great job, but she came, I don't know if we hit the net or it came right on the inbound side of the corner there, but that point definitely went to the rookies. They had to serve, put it back up. Rachel's got a nice dig out there, picked up by McKenna. Bounce back over. Eagles have it, send it right back. Number 33, Shayla picks it back up, plays it off the net, and number 11, Sydney, couldn't quite get the roll off, so we are now at 13-20. Service goes back to the Eagles, and Dantes is up to serve.
All right, Dantes lines up the serve, sets herself up, puts it up, and it goes over with a lot of power, and Rachel digs it up, good setup over there by number 33, Shayla Brandall, and Kaylee bumps it over. So I'm testing now, bumping it up. Oh, and gets to the front line with Julia Johnson trying to get it over the net, but there's a little bit too much forward momentum on the ball for her to stop its trajectory. And so that goes into the net. 21 now for King Cove, and they are 4 points away from taking home this game. Here comes a service. That's number 33, I believe, Shayla Brandall, with a great serve. But there's a good spike by Laney. Oh, and Laney gets a point right there. They couldn't quite save the ball on the rookie side. And that's 14 now for the Lady Eagles, and Kiyomi coming up with her serve. I like Kiyomi's serve. She's pretty consistent and pretty powerful with it. Oh, good one. Up and over, and that was out of bounds, though, just shy of being in.
Boy, and the rookies had good eye coordination to watch it. And, of course, they have some points to give away. They could let that fall inside even, but so the rookies have the ball back, and it looks like McKenna is up for service. Service is coming. Tapped up to Julia. Julia puts it back. Madison saves it off the close post. Madison fits it back. It's kind of a one-man game here. Set back up to Peyton. Peyton taps it. Oh, picked up nicely. Soft hands by Kaylee Culver. She was set up for a spike, and she just barely touched it. Those girls were backed up a little bit too far, and it dropped like a rock on the near side of the line. We are now at 14-23. Service is up, but it's a little bit strong and out of bounds. So we are now at 15-23, and Mariana Larson is coming back to serve for the Lady Eagles. Service is up. Over the net, picked up by Kaylee. Bounced up by number 11, Sydney. Got over. Great dig out by Kiyomi.
And it's still in play there. The rookies. Oh, look.
Here we go.
Lady Eagles. Another one of those pinball moves where it goes all around and saved by Julia Johnson. But, man, couldn't quite get it high enough to send it back over the net. The score now 24. This is going to be game point. And it's Sydney Wilson with her serve. And that one goes out of bounds. So we'll be coming back to the Eagles here as Julia Johnson with her serve. Quick setup. Puts it up and over. And that one's in. Nice dig by Rachel. Oh, and Peyton trying to tip it over. Couldn't quite get it high enough. So this ball is going to go back to Julia. 17 now for the Eagles. See if they can't get a run going. Julia gets it up and over. Peyton with a set. Kaylee with a big spike coming her way. She gets it over, but, man, saved by Laney. Kaylee with one more spike. Oh, and a dig just barely missed by Mariana Larson, and I believe that is going to be game point.
Game point indeed. It's really nice to see the ladies working on both sides here. That'll be the end of game three. That was 17-25. And in favor of the rookies. And because they've won all three sets, that's the end of today's scrimmaging. They both shake hands at the net. Great effort by the Lady Eagles and by the rookies. It's been fun to watch them both get out and hustle and smile and shake hands. Remember, there's a lot of cousins going back and forth between these two teams. That's it. It's all family. If this was played next week, we'd probably be down here watching the King Cove Sandpoint Turkey Bowl. But it's played this week. Next week is Thanksgiving. And hope you guys have a good time off. Great, great time here with all the kids. Certainly glad for safe travels. And we'll be getting these ladies back to the plane here sometime shortly, getting them back in the wings aloft.
Yep. And again, don't forget, next week is Thanksgiving, and that means we have ourselves a basketball camp for all the kids of all ages who are in school. They'll be able to, I believe it's
four through six. And then 7 through 12.
And then 7 through 12. So if you have a kid who likes sports or you just want to get them out of the house for a little while, send them down to the school here. We're going to have a great basketball camp. So don't forget about that one.
Yeah, I think we'll be doing the 4th through 6th graders will be doing right after school, which is set for 3:30 to 4:30. Of course, we probably will change the time on Wednesday because it's an early release date. And then the junior high and high schoolers, the 7th through 12th, will be doing at night from 6:30 to 8:30. We've got some friends coming up from Lower 48 who's got some great – he loves kids, likes getting out on the floor and playing games. Of course, he said he played a lot more basketball when he left high school and college than he ever did during those times. So he's a lot of fun. He says his goal is just to have fun, build relationships with kids, and this really ties into the circle talks that we've had around town and reclaiming Sandpoint, reclaiming Alaska. You know, if we're really going to impact our kids and their future, we got to spend time with them. Yeah. You just don't, you know, You don't put a greenhorn on the deck and say, learn it on your own. You know, you spend time teaching those greenhorns on your deck so your boat's efficient and profitable. And if we're going to have a great communities, we've got to spend time with our kids, teaching them what's good, yeah, letting them make mistakes and showing them how to correct them. So that's what this week's about. We don't think we're going to turn out the next Michael Jordan, but you never know. And yeah, but the idea is to go out and have fun, do some training, answer questions, build relationships. Let the kids know that when things are tough, they can chat about it. Kind of the focal point of the week is the team. The team brings it, so bring it to the team.
All right, right on. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. This is, again, Pastor Scott Morgan, Austin Roof, signing out for KSTP here with the final score for the rookies, being the rookies walking away with the win 3-0, and they walked away with the win, yesterday 3-2. So good job for King Cove.